6 p.m. I'll call a meeting of Plattsburgh Plan Commission order. Ask the clerk to please read the roll.
Thomas Turwall.
Here.
Michael Serpy.
Here.
Wayne Kessel.
Here.
Deb Scarta.
Here.
Jim Bandura.
Here.
Judy Giuliana. Excused. Bill Stobig is excused. John Skalbeck is excused. Brock Williamson.
Here.
Quorum. We'll move ahead then. Item 3, consider approval of December 11th and December 18th Plan Commission meetings. What's your pleasure?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the December 11th and December 18th Plan Commission meetings as presented in written form. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So ordered. Correspondence, Jean?
I have done this evening.
We'll move ahead then to citizens' comments. If you're here for an item that appears on the agenda as a matter for public hearing, we would ask that you hold your comments until that public hearing is held so we can incorporate your comments as a part of the official record. Or if you want to raise an issue that is not on the agenda or is not a matter for public hearing, that would be your opportunity. Would we ask you to step to the microphone and begin with your name and address? Anybody wishing to speak under citizens' comments? Seeing none, we'll move ahead then to new business. Item A, public hearing consideration of Plan Commission Resolution 18-01. Jean?
Mr. President, members of the Plan Commission and the audience, item A is a public hearing and consideration of Plan Commission Resolution 18-01. For the creation of the Village's Tax Incremental District Number 6, known as TID 6, the project plan, and the boundaries of TID 6. This would be for a mixed-use district based on identification and classification of the property proposed to be included within the district, generally located at the northeast corner of the intersection of Highway 165 and Green Bay Road or Highway 31. With that, I'd like to introduce Kathy Gessel, our finance director, and have her begin with the presentation.
Kathy, it's all yours.
On the first slide that we're going to have up here is the creation timeline. We're currently at the Plan Commission public hearing. The Joint Review Board approved on December 18th. And then, after this, it'll go to the board on February 5th, the second Joint Review Board on February 15th, and then we'll submit our documents to, once all the approvals are done, to the Department of Revenue on February 22nd. So these are the proposed project costs. They're done in two phases. The first phase is road modifications. Our transportation study has not been completed yet due to delays at the state level. But we have Highway 165 intersection modifications. Modifications to Old Green Bay Road and 102nd Street East Extension and traffic signals. You can see those highlighted on the map. That first phase will be borrowed by the village through general obligation bonds. The developer does have a clinic that they're negotiating final buildings plans with, on the agenda coming up, that will pay this increment. The increment will pay the phase one cost, so we are not taking any risk. The village isn't taking any risk. Additional phase estimated costs are more road improvements and a little bit of water there with Old Green Bay Road, the Main Street intersection, Highway 31 and Main Street intersection improvements, land right-of-way acquisition. We're looking at that little hatch parcel south of 165 to acquire that property. And then also traffic signals for a total of $4.9 million for phase two. That will be developer revenue bond expenditures and will be reimbursed after the village's debt is paid and administrative costs. This is the feasibility study that was done in terms of what type of increments that we're expecting and what years. You can see the clinic is our first 50-square-foot building on 3.35 acres, looking at construction starting in 18, completed in 18 with the first full assessment in 19. Full value, it's valued at $11 million. Then we have additional buildings being projected for 2020, 2021, up through 2023, and their estimated values, giving us our values for our cash flows that were put together. In the audience, I have Jim Town from Alpine Valley and also Gene Schultz from Piper Jaffray that helped put together this project plan. So if you have any questions for them, they are here tonight. So this is the cash flow for 20 years, the TID. On the far left-hand side is the increments based on those buildings that were being built on the previous slide. And the collection year, our estimated tax rate. We're looking at the tax rate dropping after our TID 2 closes. That's why you're seeing the tax rate go from 18.47 to down to 16. And then the tax incremental collections that we're looking at. You can see 16 stayed the same, so we're not looking at any inflation. So inflation will help this cash flow. And then, as you can see in the first red column, we're paying off the estimated public debt, which is a village debt first. And then we're paying off whatever we have remaining in the increment to the developer to help pay off the revenue bonds that he will have to take out. Right now, this is not totally cash flowing. But as I said, there's no inflation involved in here. And if things bump up some, so all the risk is on the developer in this TID. I think this goes over to Gene now to talk about the different maps that we have.
So as part of the project plan, we put together a series of maps, and we'll just go through these rather quickly. We did talk about them back in December. The first map is the overall TID increment number 6 project map. It identifies that the property is identified as two different tax parcel numbers at this time. Obviously, it's intended that there'll be future land divisions through certified survey map once the projected uses start to advance through this project. The second map is an existing uses and conditions map. That map is the one that identifies that this property is currently being farmed, and it's in agricultural status right now. The next map is the wetland boundary map. There's two small wetlands on this property that have been granted by the DNR to be that they're artificial wetlands. They can be filled and developed. Obviously, if there's any waterway issues to take care of, it'll be part of the stormwater management plan on the property. But these would not encumber the site from a development standpoint. The next map to the right is the map that identifies the tax increment district area. It identifies land for future roadway acquisition. It also identifies the existing water main, as well as sanitary sewer in and adjacent to this area, as well as the proposed roadways that would be developed as part of this process. Again, on the south side, Highway 165 does need to be widened and improved along with an intersection at Old Green Bay Road and Highway 165. Old Green Bay Road does need to be widened and improved as well. And then that east-west road that lines up with Jelly Belly would be our main street that connects to Jelly Belly Lane. The next maps are the existing and the proposed zoning maps for TID number 6. So the existing zoning on the property is B2, and that's our community business district. It currently has an AGO or an ag overlay because it is currently being farmed. The next map is the proposed zoning. It would go to B2 PUD, again, stays with the community business district, but the PUD is that overlay that provides some flexibility with respect to some of the dimensional requirements of the village zoning ordinance. And we know, for example, the very first use, which is the freighted clinic, will be looking at some minor adjustments and flexibility. Again, because this is a unified business development, we are not expecting to have 45-foot setbacks or 20-foot setbacks for pavement from one lot line to the next, because it'll be part of a unified development. So as such, we want to make sure that any modifications that we do need are placed on a case-by-case basis as each of the new uses go in, and then that PUD overlay will be identified for that property. The next two maps are the land use plan maps. Again, we have an existing land use plan as well as the proposed land use plan map. Primarily, both of these designations were the community retail and service center locations. The only difference is that currently there is an urban reserve area overlay that we would remove from the entire triangle of property or the TID 6, and that commercial area will be then designated for the proposed land use plan map. So those are the different maps as part of the TID project plan. Again, I'm not sure if you had any other specific questions. Again, there are some very significant reasons why we are requesting this TID project plan. The provision of funds to enable public improvements is a primary reason. The provision of funds to complete infrastructure improvements consisting of roadway extensions, intersections, signal modifications, lane modifications, water main extension, as well as other utilities and land acquisition for the improvements of those public improvements. The improvements associated with TID 6 will be accompanied by a development agreement that we will be putting together with the developer, and that document will need to come back before the Plan Commission and the Village Board for approval. And then finally, the creation of TID 6 is necessary to accommodate the proposed development of the district, consisting of all those improvements that are eligible project costs under the state statutes. So as Kathy had mentioned, we've been working with our consultants in putting this project plan together. We've been working with the developer, and actually one of the items that's on the agenda tonight is a conceptual plan for the Frederick Clinic, and so they are aggressively moving forward as well, and they would be the first use on this property. So with that, this is a public hearing. If you have any questions, we'd be happy to entertain those questions at this time.
I'll open a public hearing. Is there anybody wishing to speak in this matter? Anybody wishing to speak?
SR Mills, Peter Development, here to answer any questions that you might have. Very appreciative of Jim from Alpine and Gene from Piper Jaffray both being here and the whole staff. So it's a work in process here, but I think we are making process and appreciative of all the efforts. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Comments or questions from commissioners? Mike?
Gene, when we do the traffic study, could we ask for an alternate bid that might include south of 165 on Old Green Bay Road, maybe the alignment of that road with the north side? Is that possible?
So as part of the TIA, the DOT is evaluating all the different alternatives for identifying the best intersection at that location. I was just mentioning to the staff that we were even looking at the original 2005-2006 corridor study plan that was put together by the DOT that examined Green Bay Road and Highway 165. So at this point, I think that there are some options that are still open for us to look at. How is the best way to align that intersection? Again, I think we're still looking at a signalized intersection, but the entire alignment and how that fits and works for not only this development, but for the village as a whole in moving traffic in this area, I think that that is still an option that we still have to investigate further.
Yeah.
Through the chair, through staff, outside of the clinic, the developer would be responsible for all the tenants? Okay.
Yes, correct. I don't know if SR would like to address any of that. I know that they have begun their marketing efforts. Staff has given them a list of about 20 different uses that we think could work in this area. So, I mean, I know that it's part of their marketing plan to start aggressively marketing this site and the types of uses.
Do you have anything else to add?
Yeah, to echo Gene's sentiments, we've tried to not get too far out in front of it. Same point, we have aggressively been marketing the project, part of the joint study done with the village and other Kenosha County municipalities with JLL. That was very helpful. We actually met with JLL today as a side, and so we're trying to do our part to ensure that this site amongst others in Kenosha County, but really this site is in front of all of the right people. We have had a very good response, and you know, we're cautiously optimistic that here in the next few months we're going to start moving through the process to bring other users and to see if they're a good fit. But as mentioned earlier, there are still some roadway things that we have to work out. Part of that is hearing back from the state with their traffic counts. Expect that to happen probably next week. Once we get that, then we can really firm up many of the exterior improvements with a pretty high level of confidence. That'll give us, we'll know then to a higher degree of confidence of how we can orchestrate all of the specifics on the interior. But marketing's been good, and we're excited where we're at currently.
Is the freighter development on schedule?
Yes.
Anything further? Yes.
I just wanted to mention that the staff recommends approval of Resolution 1801, designating the boundaries and adopting the project plan for Tax Incremental District Number 6 for Pleasant Prairie, because we've determined that it's necessary, desirable, and in the best interests of Pleasant Prairie to provide for the promotion and attraction of a mixed-use development on the vacant land at that northeast corner of Highway 31 and Highway 165. That under the provisions of Section 661105 of the statutes, the village has the power to create a TID district to assist in promoting mixed-use development within the village. That the village desires to exercise its powers under the state statutes to create a district for the purpose of promoting this development. The Plan Commission has prepared a project plan, including a proposed boundary plan for the tax incremental district. The project plan will promote mixed-use development within the meaning of 661105. That this evening, the Plan Commission held a public hearing on the proposed project plan for TID 6 and has considered the input and will continue to consider as you deliberate following the hearing. And then as part of this resolution, the Plan Commission will do two things, set the boundaries of the district and adopt the project plan and submit the project plan to the village board for consideration at one of their upcoming meetings.
Wayne?
If there are no further questions, Mr. Chairman, I would move that the Plan Commission approve Resolution 18-02 and send a favorable recommendation to the village board to approve the TID creation of TID 6, the project plan, and the boundaries for TID 6 is presented on the January 8, 2018 meeting.
That's 1801, Wayne.
It's
1801. 1801.
Okay.
There's a typo in the recommendation.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
1801.
I'll second that.
Been moved and seconded to approve Resolution 1801. Send a favorable recommendation to the village board. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? So ordered. Item B, public hearing consideration of a master conceptual plan. Jean?
Mr. Chairman, members of the Plan Commission and the audience, this is a public hearing in consideration of a master conceptual plan at the request of Peter Moulter, agent for Freightert South, for the proposed 50,000-square-foot Freightert South Pleasant Prairie Medical Office Building to be constructed within the Main Street Market Development, to be located at the northeast corner of Highway 31 and Highway 165. Again, this is within the proposed TID number 6. On December 4th, 2017, the board conditionally approved a master conceptual plan for the development of the vacant land at the northeast corner of Highway 31 and 165 for commercial development. This development is proposed to be known as Main Street Market. The Main Street Market Master Conceptual Plan provided a refinement to the neighborhood plan that had been conditionally approved by the board on October 2, 2017 through Ordinance 1748. And that development proposed a number of other commercial buildings, including a grocery store, retail building, multi-tenant building, another retail building, a commercial building, a medical office building, another commercial building, gasoline station and C-store, and another retail building. As shown on the neighborhood plan and the master conceptual plan, Main Street is intended to connect to Highway 31, as I had mentioned previously, continue east through the entire High Point neighborhood, and then connect to Main Street in the Village Green Heights subdivision that will ultimately connect to Springbrook Road, which is into the Village Green Center. Access to Main Street between 31 and Old Green Bay Road is proposed to be a boulevard with access to the north and south as right-in, right-out only, possibly, but it looks like that likely will not get approved by the DOT, but we're waiting for the TIA. United Hospital, who recently merged with Frederick Hospital and the Medical College of Wisconsin to be known as Frederick South, is requesting approval of their master conceptual plan this evening for the first commercial building within Main Street Market, a four-story medical office building and medical clinic. The building is proposed to consist of four floors at 12,500 square feet each, totaling approximately 50,000 square feet of buildable space. The building will have multiple entrances at two different levels. On the west side of the building, facing 31, it'll be a four-story and an entry with the topography rising to the east. The building will have a three-story face and entry facing Old Green Bay Road. The building's exterior materials will consist of unit masonry or brick in an architectural prairie style to match the existing St. Catharines Medical Center campus in the Prairie Ridge development. The lowest level and entry point is intended to support comprehensive rehab therapy, including general physical therapy, aquatic therapy, manual therapy, orthopedic and musculoskeletal rehabilitation, sports medicine, post-operative therapy, spine therapy, vestibular and balance therapy, occupational therapy, lymphedema therapy, cancer rehab therapy, hand therapy, and direct access for patient self-referral. Entry into this lower level would include an at-grade covered pickup and drop-off door to protect patients from the weather. The floor would have individual private treatment areas for patients, as well as a centralized gym area for those patients and related support areas. The second level will also include an at-grade covered pickup and drop-off door to protect patients from the weather. Second through fourth floors will be used for physician offices that provide primary and specialty care. Those practices include but aren't limited to family practice, internal medicine, cardiology, neurology, orthopedics, gastroenterology, and others. At full build-out, each floor will house approximately 5 to 8 providers and support staff. Supporting these services will be clinical laboratory services, radiology and imaging services, and other diagnostic services. In addition, the clinic site will offer walk-in services without an appointment during routine business hours. And up on the screen is some good shots of the elevations that they have presented and provided to us. The hours of operation for the various services will be Monday through Friday from approximately 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays from 7 to 5 p.m. Sunday operations may occur based on patient demand, but it would be for limited hours. It's intended that the first two floors will be built initially and the remaining two floors of the building will be shelled in. At full build-out, it's anticipated that there will be 80 full-time equivalent jobs created. Parking and sidewalk pedestrian interconnections will be shared throughout the development, and cross-access easements will need to be provided. There are 247 parking spaces, including 12 handicapped accessible spaces within 400 feet of the building. What's unique to this site is there's actually parking on 360, all four sides to the building with multiple entrances. As discussed with the master conceptual plan for the entire Main Street Market development, the developer of the Main Street Market development is preparing an update to the initial TIA, or traffic impact analysis, that was originally prepared in 2007 to evaluate all required Old Green Bay Road, Highway 165, and Highway 31 roadway and intersection improvements required as a result of this development, as well as the timing for the construction of the transportation improvements. The TIA will be prepared for the village and the DOT reviews and approvals. In 2007, the previous developer was exploring roundabouts at several intersection locations. However, as we discussed previously, due to costs and land availability, the current developer is exploring the more typical four-way intersection with signalization. Ultimately, the TIA will determine the intersection type, the location of the driveway access locations, restricted access points, and the timing or phasing of the roadway and intersection improvements. I'd just like to note that the DOT had a staffing change in the last 30 days, and to keep things moving forward, the village interim administrator sent us a letter to the DOT requesting that if they could continue to move things along and we could get some response, because we have a lot of projects, including the hospital's clinic project and other things that we're trying to do with respect to infrastructure, kind of waiting on their analysis in order for us to do our analysis to determine the improvements that need to be made. Old Green Bay Road will be required to be reconstructed with an urban cross-section with curb and gutter and public sidewalks. Section requirements have been defined by our engineering staff and will include some bicycle and pedestrian accommodations. Public water main along Old Green Bay Road will need to be extended to the north line of this project. Retention basins are not allowed to be located over any existing sewer water mains, and all utilities need to be accessible within the paved surface. All plans for the public and private improvements shall comply with the village's design and construction standards. The goal is for the medical office building to be completed and operational next winter in 2018-2019. The next steps, as we mentioned previously, and we have been working on things, again, with respect to the TIA and the developer's engineer, and our engineer have been working on things as well. First is that TIA, the DOT, has approved the scope of work for the TIA, but once the TIA is completed, the village and the DOT need to review it and approve it. As noted above, the Wisconsin DOT's review of the TIA, which is anticipated now probably within the next 4 weeks, will determine and confirm intersection type, location of the driveway access locations, restricted access points, and timing or phasing of the roadway and intersection improvements. Again, it still has to come back to go to the TADI, which is our transportation consultant, for some work. So it's not just a one-stop process for that TIA, but everybody's pretty anxious waiting for the parameters from the DOT. Number two of the next step is the CSM, along with the development agreement. And this is related to the required public improvements in the plans and exhibits. The TIA needs to be approved by the DOT. Also, as I mentioned, multiple CSMs are likely going to be required. The first one, obviously, is to create the clinic site, but there's multiple sites, and if Mills Development chooses not to hold on to all the land, then we're going to be creating multiple CSMs in order to subdivide the property. The third step is comprehensive land use plan amendment to remove the urban reserve land use designation and correctly show the location of the wetlands. Again, we intend to continue to move forward to start making those modifications right away with respect to the comprehensive plan. The zoning map and text amendments, again, until we get the detailed plans from the hospital to know specifically what they're needing as part of the PUD, as soon as we know that, which will be soon, I would think, in the next 30 days, we'll bring forth the PUD text modification for the clinic as well as their preliminary site and operational plans. And then we'll have some more information at that time. And then finally, the site and operational plans. Again, for each new use out at Main Street Market, there will need to be a series of site and operational plans. Specifically, due to the timing and how the hospital would like to move this project forward, it's likely that we're going to have a preliminary and then a final site and operational plan in order to keep them moving forward. I'm sure that when the detailed engineering plans are completed, I'm sure that they may even want to move some of that grading and site work to start before that. But again, it's a process, and so we need to get more refined engineering plans from their team as a whole and then from the hospital team as well for their clinic. So this is a matter for public hearing as it's a conceptual plan. There is a representative here from Frederick, Peter Moulter, if you'd like to come up and add any additional information. I know that he's probably been here twice already, but each time we know a little bit more information, and we are moving through that planning and development process with him.
I'll open the floor here. Peter, you're first.
Peter Moulter, 5212 86 Place, Pleasant Prairie. There's not too much more I can add to what Jean went through in her presentation. We understand all the different steps that I have to go in, and we understand we're going through a lot of steps simultaneously, and a lot of the things we can't get started until all the pieces are in a row and that process is completed, and we fully understand that. So that works out very well for us from that perspective. And we're looking to hopefully get started sometime this spring. We're finalizing our development in terms of our building, internal layouts, our specific engineering, and specific plans. So we may actually kind of accelerate and maybe bypass the preliminary if we have the plans in sufficient form and possibly go right to final site and operational plan. But we're working with Mark Molinaro from Partners in Design and his team to get that completed. So those things are moving along very rapidly and have been right on track as far as that goes. So, and Mark is here if you have any architectural questions as well.
At what point, Peter, do you begin to market to the doctors?
We already have one doctor lined up. We have the physical therapy, of course, in the first level all set, and we're working on the details of the imaging section on the ground floor in terms of what equipment we're going to put in initially and what ones are going to actually be for the future as we get through those things. And then the second floor, we have one physician, which I can't name right at the moment, but we have one physician already on board to go into that clinic that will also support the urgent care and the walk-in process.
Do you foresee recruiting most of these guys locally, or are you looking outside of Kenosha County?
We're looking pretty much wherever we can go. With our ties now with Rader and the Medical College, we have a much greater access to the primary care physicians and specialists and subspecialists that would support this clinic. So we're getting a whole lot more support from that organization as well.
Good. Anybody else wishing to speak in this matter? Anybody else? All of this, Gene.
I just wanted to reach out to SR and Dan from Bear Development. We should be meeting very soon in order to get through some of these higher level plan unit development, unified business development related issues. So if I could have you call my office tomorrow so that we could sit down and possibly Peter or his architect too, just so that we're thinking along the same lines, because we really need to make sure that this is pretty seamless as part of the entire project.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. Thank you.
Anybody else wishing to speak? I'll open it to commissioners.
I have no comments.
What's your pleasure?
I move for approval of the master conceptual plan.
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded and sent a favorable recommendation to the village board to approve the master conceptual plan. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So ordered. Item C, Gene, public hearing consideration of Plan Commission Resolution 18-02.
I would ask that items C and D be taken up at the same time. I'll make one presentation.
Motion to that effect?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to combine items C and D for presentation purposes with separate votes. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So ordered.
So, Mr. Chairman, members of the Plan Commission and the audience, there are two items, C and D. Item C is consideration of Plan Commission Resolution 1802 to amend the Village Comprehensive Plan for the request of Andrew Schuff, P.E. with Pinnacle Engineering, on behalf of Muskie Enterprises, owner of the property, related to completed wetland delineation on the property located at 10700 88th Avenue. The amendments include, one, to amend and correct the Village of Pleasant Prairie 2035 Comprehensive Land Use Plan Map 9.9 to show the current location of the wetlands within the park, recreation, and other open space lands with a field-verified wetland land use designation, and two, to update Appendix 10-3, of the Village of Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin 2035 Comprehensive Plan to include said amendments. And then the next item, item D, consideration of a zoning map amendment for the request of Andrew Schuff, P.E. with Pinnacle Engineering, on behalf of Muskie Enterprises, owner of the property located at 10700 88th Avenue, to rezone the delineated wetlands on the property into the C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District. As mentioned, these items are related, will be discussed at the same time. However, separate actions would be requested. The petitioners are constructing two additions to the Olds Products facility located at 10700 88th Avenue in the Lakeview Corporate Park. as conditionally approved by the Plan Commission on December 11, 2017. Pursuant to the Plan Commission conditional approval, the field delineated wetlands to remain shall be shown correctly on the land use plan map and placed in the appropriate zoning classification. The wetlands on the property were delineated by Chad Fredette of Wisconsin DNR, professional assured wetland delineator, on August 30, 2017. The wetlands along the south property line will remain and will be protected during construction. There's a small wetland adjacent to 88th Avenue in front of the building that's been determined to be an artificial wetland by the Wisconsin DNR, and this is reflected in their letter dated October 17, 2017. The wetlands along the south property line are proposed to be rezoned into the C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District, and the 2035 land use plan map is proposed to be corrected to reflect the delineation. In accordance with the Village of Pleasant Prairie 2035 Comprehensive Plan, the land use plan map 9.9 is proposed to be placed within the park, recreation, and other open space lands with a field verified wetland land use designation. In addition, Appendix 10-3 of the Village's Comprehensive Plan will be updated. Furthermore, in accordance with the Village Zoning Ordinance, upon completion of the staking, the zoning map shall be corrected to reflect the results of that staking. Therefore, the field-delineated wetlands along the south side of the property are proposed to be rezoned into the C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District. The remainder of the property will remain in that M2 General Manufacturing District. With that, I'd like to continue the public hearing.
This is a matter of public hearing. Anybody wishing to speak? Anybody wishing to speak? Comments from the staff?
Move approval 1802.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve resolution 1802. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? So ordered.
Move approval of the zoning map amendment.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the zoning map amendment, subject to the terms and conditions outlined in the staff memorandum. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So ordered. Item E, public hearing, consideration of zoning lists.
Mr. Chairman, members of the Plan Commission, item E is consideration of zoning text amendment, and this is to amend section 420-29A, and this is related to business license fees. On December 4th, 2017, the board adopted a resolution 1744 to initiate and petition the village to reevaluate the business license application and renewal fees for nonprofit businesses in the village. Since January 1st, 2017, all commercial, industrial, institutional, and governmental businesses, including churches, schools, community residential facilities, home-based businesses, and ag-related businesses, are required to obtain and maintain an annual business license in the village pursuant to the requirements of this article of the ordinance. Information gathered is essential from this license to performing the community's public safety and public works services. Business contact information is being used to notify and provide efficient public safety service information. Information obtained is also important to overall economic development, business attraction, and to maintain an accurate listing of active businesses, relevant contact information, employment counts, and anticipated employment growth projections completed annually. Section 42029A, related to the business license fees, is proposed to be amended to change the business license fees for nonprofit businesses from $25 to $10. This fee change applies to the initial application, a renewal application, and notice of a change for a nonprofit business. The ordinance also states that the village may require additional information to verify nonprofit status. Currently, there are 28 nonprofit businesses in the village, including churches, schools, municipal buildings, and various other office or medical related uses. 2018 renewals for nonprofit businesses have not yet been sent out, but are intended to be sent out with the new renewal fee pending the Village Board's approval of the fee. The renewal and the fee will be due for these nonprofit businesses by March 1, 2018. This is a matter for public hearing. The staff would like to continue the hearing at this time.
This is a matter for public hearing. Anybody wishing to speak? Anybody wishing to speak? I'll look at the comments. Mike?
Gene, is this list available to the police and fire departments at all times?
Is the information?
Yes. On the business information, is that available to the police and fire departments?
It is. However, what I would like to be able to do is sit down with the police and the fire chief to understand exactly what type of information specifically that they are looking for. At this time, we have written specific programs for specific types of information that they have needed in the past, that, for example, the police chief needed last fall. And a program was written so that it specifically addressed a targeted area, for example, in the Lakeview Corporate Park, when they needed to get immediate notification out to the general managers out there regarding an incident that occurred. So specifically what I'd like to do is I'd like to be able to sit down with the department heads if there's some type of specific need that they will have or types of information that they're looking for. We would like to be able to sit down to do that. So they just can't go in and get it. They have to work through someone from the IT department to get that information currently.
I was getting to contact information in the event that there's a disaster that takes place at one of the businesses, a burglary at 3 o'clock in the morning. So they have access on who to call. That's
we have access. I would have to confirm that it's been set up so they have that access immediately to get into the system to be able to retrieve this information. My staff can do that. IT department can do that. But we probably need to set up to make sure that they clearly know how to do it as well or have a program available so that they know how to do
this. This information would be valuable to both departments, so I would recommend you. Okay.
Anything further?
Just a question why it dropped so much.
We had some requests that had been made by the nonprofits in the community as to why they were paying the same fee as a number of the other businesses, the for-profit businesses in the community. And so the ones that I had spoken with wanted to pay nothing. And so we felt that now that the system is up and operating and we have the online portal system put together, our work effort is less than it was before. It's still substantial, but in getting corrected information put together and following up with businesses who don't necessarily comply the first or second or third notice. So what we're trying to do is we are trying to be respectful of the nonprofit status. And ironically, I think most of them responded very quickly the last time, but they had some concerns with respect to the fee. And so we just felt to drop it would not hurt us financially, and we are trying to set up the system so that we're doing more and more work online. And not all of them can do it online, but we just decided to bring it to $10.
Okay.
Enough that it's not ignored. We don't want anyone to ignore the fee. We're really looking for that information. We want to be able to cover our costs.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything further? Not I'll entertain a motion to send a favorable recommendation to the Village Board to approve the zoning text amendment.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to send a favorable recommendation to the Village Board to approve or to approve the amendment to Section 420-29A. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So ordered. And we need a motion to approve Resolution 1803.
Mr. Chairman, members of the Plan Commission, the Plan Commission has the ability to initiate amendments to the zoning ordinance. The purpose of this request, is Resolution 1803, is to request the Plan Commission to initiate a petition to amendment to the zoning ordinance as it relates to the zoning district, M5, Production Manufacturing District, as it relates to permitted, conditional, and auxiliary uses, along with the definition section. The purpose of this resolution initiates the process and petitions to reevaluate these uses within the district. The proposed changes are hereby being referred to village staff for further study and recommendation. The Plan Commission is not, by this resolution, making any determination regarding the merits of the proposed changes in the zoning text, but is only initiating the process by which the proposed changes of the text can be promptly evaluated, public hearing set, and consideration for recommendation be made by the Plan Commission and then action taken by the Board. The staff recommends approval of Resolution 1803.
Move approval of 1803 and set up for public
second,
hearing.
Second, Chairman.
Moved and seconded to approve Plan Commission Resolution 1803. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So ordered. Make a motion to adjourn with D in order.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moving and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So ordered. We stand adjourned.